So maybe after the Halloween weekend, you got that bowl filled with the leftover candy. Mm. And usually it'll be the candy that nobody wanted when the trick-or-treaters came by. Or you bought too much of it. Or maybe you hoarded it because it's your favorite and you didn't want to give it to the trick-or-treaters. Or maybe it's the candy that you held back from the kids because you didn't want them eating it for whatever reason.
The best candy.
Or maybe, worst of all, you were the person that took some candy home from the office and now you're regretting the decision. Okay, so we're in Halloween candy hangover. I have something out this morning for Mental Floss. Can you match this slogan on the wrapper with the candy? How well do you know the Halloween candy in that bowl I'm talking about?
Oh,
here?
That's interesting.
The world may never know. The world Tootsie may Pop. Never know. Toostie Pop is correct. Nice going, Vinny.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you got that.
This is
how
I
did. How many licks does it take to
see,
get
that's
to
what I knew.
Tootsie Pop?
That's what I thought the thing was. What's how with many the licks does it take?
What is with the impressions lately between this and the Wizard of Oz?
I need to knock it off.
A little bit. Unexplainably juicy, speaking of Vinny. Unexplainably juicy.
Starburst.
Starburst is correct.
I'm so maybe. Ashamed of myself right now.
And you're a real candy person, too.
Yes.
The Great American Chocolate Bar.
That's Hershey's.
That is Hershey's.
Oh, yeah. I knew that one.
Oh, yeah. Lord, we got a game going now.
I knew that one.
1-2. Taste the rainbow.
Skittles.
Oh, wow. It's tie game. It's more than a mouthful.
not to that's, be confu- a, that's a candy slogan.
Not to be confused with unexplainably juicy.
Whatchamacallit?
Yes!
No!
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Get that.
Look
You're
at
kidding.
This. Look at this.
Are you kidding me?
3-1 right now. Well, it's a chocolate
Dang.
Bar.
Dang.
Makes mouths happy.
Who writes these slogans?
I don't make them up.
Is that a different commercial?
No, that is not a different commercial. This is for a candy. Makes mouths happy. I'll give you a clue. It is not a chocolate bar. It's not chocolate.
Well, it doesn't make my mouth happy then. I have no
idea. Bam, 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 bam. That would be Twizzlers.
Okay.
All right. So we have Vince leading by one, right? We got a 3-2 game.
Ugh.
Let's see if we can tie this sucker up. Keep on sucking.
Jolly Ranchers.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
No, it's funny. I just saw a Jolly Ranchers commercial.
Well, their slogan is so keep on sucking?
Yeah, that's weird.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
here we go for elimination. Rochelle cannot come back unless she pulls a little closer here. Get the sensation.
York Peppermint Patty.
That is correct.
That's my favorite candy.
Gosh, darn it.
Okay, let's see. For the win, crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery.
Kit-Kat. Butterfinger.
Ah, oh, Rochelle.
Oh,
is it Butterfinger?
Right. It is You're Butterfinger.
Right. Yes.
Look at you, Bart Simpson.
Ooh.
Ooh. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. Back at it for a Tuesday, November the 2nd, 2021. I think it's election day in some places, isn't it?
Yeah. The 2nd or the 4th?
2nd or 3rd.
Fourth?
Probably should have Googled that before
know.
I brought it up.
I don't know. I think you're right. I think it is.
I think some people are going to the polls today.
Yeah.
Isn't North Korea having an election?
You probably.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. You're streaming us in North Korea.
I think it's a Dia de los Muertos, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Day of the Dead.
Yes, I think that's today.
That's your thing?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think that's nice. November 1st and 2nd every year.
Now, Rochelle took a trip to her old hometown, Detroit. We were supposed to go together, mm-hmm. but I'm what you might describe as a horrible husband, partner, friend, guy. I did not end up going on the trip at the last minute. The 11th hour, we had an issue with
canceled your ticket.
Had an issue with the radio station pop-up/ I have anxiety.
That's the real issue.
I don't know if it's the real issue. I mean, there really are some things that are
no,
going on.
There are.
But anyhow, ended up not going. So Rochelle went herself and had probably a better time. And, you know, this really bums me out because I'll say it's all right. I'll come. And she goes, you know what? I'd rather you didn't come.
It's not that I don't want you to come.
And then I'm back in kindergarten all over again because everyone's like, if you're not going to be a team player, just don't play at all.
It's not, again, you take it so personally. And
well, because I feel bad because I really do have
yeah,
some stuff to do.
Yeah, but you don't want to come.
Well, it's not that I don't want to, because see, I just want to do the trip. You know what? If we could get the teleportation from Star Trek, then I'd be fine.
Right.
Or
you
if
don't
I could have
do
a,
the travel.
If I could have a private jet, I'd be fine.
Right.
If I could also have a someone warming my hands and feet while we were out trick-or-treating in the rain, then I'd be fine. But all of these things are intangible.
I know? Understand. Yeah. It's fine. I mean, when I'm telling you it's fine, it's
then there's
not,
the 4-hour car ride. You know, there's a lot going on.
Yeah. See, these things just don't bother me.
I know.
It just doesn't. I'm like, this is what I've got to do, so I'm going to go do it. It is what it is. So it doesn't bother me to do the travel. It's not a have to. It's a I want to.
Yeah.
And I think for you, you feel obligated. So
well, I don't know that I feel like I have to. I feel like I should and I want to, but then there's all the difficulty.
Right.
You
and
know.
I get it. I do. I understand.
I'd also like to be a multimillionaire, but I'm lazy. You know, so I became a radio disc jockey.
Robbie, if you want, I can just, you know, fill in the flight for you.
Well, what do you mean? It already happened. What are you talking about? You want me to give you my flight credit so you can go somewhere?
I mean, eventually
I'm going to travel. This is true.
If you don't want to use the flight credit, you know, right. I'll take it.
The last time you had a flight credit, you invited yourself on a bachelor party to Vegas.
He did.
So I'm saying the last time he had a flight credit, that's what he did.
This is a good point. What did you have to cancel? You had to cancel your flight for something, and you ended up going to that bachelor party, right?
Funny because my cousin actually was going to get married in Vegas. COVID happened, then I had to cancel my flight. I got a credit for it. It was about to expire, and then
you ended up going to Vegas anyway.
Went right back to Vegas anyways.
Now, to be fair, he had to cancel because of COVID. That's not my excuse. My excuse is my own problems.
No, but again, it's one of those things that, like, yes, COVID is awful, and we wish it wasn't here, but. On the other side, it allows you to cancel your ticket. It allows you to cancel flights
without $5 billion penalty.
Yes.
So I guess that is one perk. That really has nothing to do with COVID. It has to do with the airline.
No, but. I'm just saying that is one. I'm like, okay, well, they should have had that anyway. So great.
This is while we're airing our dirty laundry here. This is absolutely true, and a large part of it is because of my disdain for travel.
Yeah.
And Rochelle tells everybody we know, and anybody that'll listen to her, we have never been on a honeymoon.
We have not.
Now, there were other, as usual with me, being the person I am, there's other factors involved, but that is part of the reason is every place we would go, any kind of tropical locale would be a long flight, and that only adds to my stress and anxiety to the point that I can't enjoy myself. And then once you get there, then you start worrying about getting home.
See, I feel like only you do that.
You're right. So, like, I want to take you on a honeymoon, but it just stresses me out.
Okay, well, just like going on the trip that I went on last weekend, maybe we could just book a honeymoon for me. And I'll go and enjoy the honeymoon.
I know, but then I get anxiety about being alone with the, I have to keep the cat alive. That's stressful.
Well, I've got a camera in the house. I'll tell you what to do.
By the way, Vinny and I were supposed to hang out on Saturday, and that ended up not happening, so I screwed up our friendship, too. Sorry, pal.
Vinny, nice, I should have called you. I didn't even think about it. You could have come trick-or-treating with me.
Didn't even think of him, huh?
No, it wasn't that I didn't think of him. I just forgot you guys were supposed to hang.
Now, on the other hand, I was FaceTimed, so I did see what was going on. And with FaceTime, that's the nice thing, is it's as close to the Star Trek I'm talking about as you can get.
And we did FaceTime while we were trick-or-treating a little bit.
That was fun.
So you got to see that. And you got to stay warm, so you didn't have to worry, because it was very cold.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was cold.
That was fun to see, and I especially like that Grayson decided to use it. We bought the costume the last time I was with him, so at least I did get to see him in his costume. He had an inflatable Pokeball outfit, and then underneath it, he wore Optimus Prime. Or no, Bumblebee.
Bumblebee.
One of the Transformers.
Transformers, yeah.
So well, that was kind of neat.
He couldn't wear the Pokeball into school because when it was inflated, he couldn't fit through the doors.
Listen, I understand that problem. I have trouble fitting through some doors myself. By the way, that's another issue on the plane is I can't fit my fat ass on some of those seats.
So
there you go. Presents another problem.
Well.
All right. Vinny, what did you do for Halloween the other night? Did you go out? You hang out with the girlfriend?
I didn't go out.
No?
So I handed out candy. For a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then my mom had to take over.
Your arm get tired?
I'll be honest with you. I was drunk.
You're drinking and handing out candy?
Just handing out candy, having fun. And after a few drinks, I'm like handing triple handfuls of candy. And like, we're about to run out. My mom's like, yo, we just started.
I was in college, actually, I lived in an apartment and we had a drinking game with trick-or-treaters and we would make wagers and bets before they'd come to the door and then we'd use it as a drinking game. So if there was a princess that came by, you'd have to take a drink. And if there was a kid that didn't say trick-or-treat, you'd have to take a drink. And so it was a good time.
Vinny's at the door like, and what are you supposed to be? The dad's like, I'm the dad, punches him in the face. supposed to be my fist in your jaw, you boob. All right, what are we doing today? On the way, hashtag mom.
Confession.
720, 920. Of course, 750, we'll have a he said.
She said.
For you, and we will take your phone calls on that. Oh, we got a whole backlog of events we want to share. Thank you for sending these in to our page on the website. Also on Facebook, you can always hit our DMs, and we like to share these every single morning on the good old CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Greyhound Friends of New Jersey is a nonprofit organization dedicated to placing retired racing greyhounds into responsible, loving homes. I love that. What a great cause.
Yeah.
And greyhounds are often hard to get adopted because, you know, it takes a lot of care to take care of a big animal like
that.
Right,
right.
So they're hosting a lunch benefit fundraiser to finance the work that they do. It's happening Sunday the 21st from 1 to 5, the Somerville Elks Club in Bridgewater. Over 150 raffle prizes. You can check out greyhoundfriendsnj.org for all the info, or if you just want to donate a couple of bucks right there on the website. I think that's a great cause.
It really is.
VFW Post 2179, Monmouth is hosting an outdoor flea market. That's happening on the 14th, starting at 7 a.m. For more info or to sign up as a vendor, visit the VFW online. It's VFW2179.com. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes the New Jersey Ultimate Women's Expo happening at the New Jersey Expo Center this upcoming weekend, Saturday and Sunday. There'll be pop-up shops, fashion shows, luxe beauty treatments, tastings, DIY workshops, and a whole lot more. And all the activities and the treatments, by the way. So go sample all this stuff free with your admission. That's in Edison, New Jersey Expo Center, New Jersey Women's Expo, or NewJerseyWomenExpo.com for the tickets if you want to buy them online. Just a couple things we thought you would like to know this morning. Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. Now, this might come as a shock to you, but we do have meetings where we attempt to discuss and prepare what it is we need to do. Are there any sound clips, you know, effects, sound effects we need? Any kind of music, you know, like last week for Halloween, we had the Addams Family theme, all these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
We actually plan and we discuss these sort of things. And my suggestion for today is that we play one of the games that I like.
Yeah.
I like when we do the, is this celebrity older than Biden?
Those are fun.
That's fun. I like when we do, is this... this misunderstood song lyric. Do you know the real lyric?
Yeah.
The song? I like all of these games. Rochelle goes, no, I think we should talk about this. And it makes me blush. And again, now Vinny is a dirtball.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be a dirtball. So in some ways, he's like the son, you know, that I didn't have,
uh-huh.
I guess. I mean, I know I have a stepson, but he's a really nice kid. So it's a little different, okay? So he's kind of like the illegitimate son I never
sure.
had, okay?
He's you a year ago.
But then... No, we've been married almost 3 years now, so stop it.
Well.
But look. That's not nice.
Okay, sorry.
I make great efforts to be a good person.
You do.
There's just such tension.
I make zero effort.
There's such tension in the room today because she's so mad that I didn't go on this trip. There's tension.
I'm not mad. We already talked about this.
You can feel it in the air. Okay. You can cut it with a knife.
Okay.
Awkward for everybody.
Okay.
Except for Vince because he doesn't care because he's a horrible person, as I just mentioned. But listen, this is why I bring all of this up. I am such a prude now, and maybe I always was when I don't know. Like, I never thought of myself that way, but I get so uncomfortable. I'll give you an example. We once did a bunch of shows in New York and we spent an afternoon, we broadcast live from the Museum of Sex.
Yeah.
Now, we thought that would be a funny thing to do,
yeah.
And they would have, show us the...
You were still in your dirtball phase then, and you were
no,
like...
No, I was not in
yes,
my dirtball phase. We were engaged by then.
No, we weren't.
Yes, we were. And I was absolutely uncomfortable.
You were so uncomfortable in there.
Just tomato red face the whole time that we were
talking
there.
To an expert on female stuff. And
the
like,
yes, and the longer we've been married, the more uncomfortable with this stuff I am. And even Vinny, the dirtball kid that he is, gets a little bit, I don't know, like it's, you know, because you're kind of like mom talking about this stuff, okay?
So, I am?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think he respect. Do you not respect and want to please Rochelle and do a good job every day?
Differently next time.
I really just want to steal her hand lotion. That's pretty much.
Yeah. Whoops.
It's like I have no thoughts there. I don't really care.
I feel like, real quick, in one of those museums, it'd be like watching the History Channel and just be like, whoa.
Well, they do that. They show you like, they show you pictures, you know,
It's like four stories of like every creature, you know, doing their thing and like how
that's
it's
cool.
done and how they reproduce.
But then they have like a story. It's like, here's Harry Houdini's butt. You know, there's a lot of stuff.
They do. It's a pretty interesting place if you've never been, but you do have to be kind of comfortable with the person you're with if you go and, you know, semi-comfortable with yourself because
I'm not comfortable. I mean, look at me. I'm not comfortable with myself at all. I'm barely functioning.
This is cooler than the Smithsonian.
Different kind of Smithsonian, but...
3 minutes in and we still haven't gotten to the point here, okay?
Okay.
And I think it's because I'm this uncomfortable. Rochelle has girl crushes from time to time. Now, I'm not allowed to have crushes of any kind, but Rochelle has girl crushes.
But that's not true. You have crushes all the time.
Blake Lively is a girl crush of yours.
Yeah.
You talk about that often.
Uh-huh.
Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman would be another one. You actually have a friend whose name I won't mention,
uh-huh.
who you know in real life, who you have You guys, I mean, you're married, both married, obviously, but you both have kind of this little flirty thing that you do with each other.
We do.
And she sent you a Snapchat message.
We like to send each other.
And
you
I
know.
Happened to see this pop up on your phone, and I went, "What is this?"
Yeah. So she's
going sent, on.
We send each other pictures of our outfits that we're wearing, or we'll be like, "Do you like this?" Or you know, just did an overhaul at Ulta or whatever. Well, she sent me one of her in like a. She's like in a sports bra and like tight shorts. And she said, definitely had a dream last night where I was feeling up on your naked and I'll let you use your imagination.
Wow.
Can I get it on that group chat? I got Snapchat.
So this doesn't make you feel uncomfortable at all. Because, I, you know, you would think that I would find this to be kind of a sexy thing. And I'm just... totally weirded out and uncomfortable and awkward about it.
You are?
Yeah, like I feel weird.
Because we've talked about this before and you've said that you were not uncomfortable and you've actually thought about it before. Am I wrong? Has your feelings changed on that?
I never...
Yes, you did. Actually, it was like last Halloween.
Can I bring in an attorney?
Yeah.
Because I'd like to be certain I won't perjure myself in this particular situation. Well, I don't know. I was just shocked to see that pop up on your phone. That's all I could say.
I don't know why you're shocked. I mean, we do that all the time. It's
you do it all the time?
I mean, we talk to each other like that. Like, we don't, you know, we're just being silly. I don't know. But again, she had a dream and then she went through out and kind of explained the dream. And she said it just felt so real. It was really weird. And
oh my
so
God. I had a dream about our rent payment. So, I'm glad you guys are dreaming sweet, happy dreams of each other. Well, I thought we'd catch up on some of these, especially after the big Halloween weekend. And now the holiday season.
Yes.
There's a lot of stress for mom.
Yeah.
What is school vacation? Is there a school vacation coming up? I feel like there
Christmas
might.
Christmas break.
Christmas break's coming
I think that,
up,
so. Well, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving break. Yeah, they get a day too. Off for that. Yeah. Day
Homecoming,
or two.
Right? Maybe
that's
you got
over.
Older kids and that's already happened.
Homecoming's over.
You got to buy prom dresses
snowball.
If you got a teenager in the house.
That's May.
Snowball?
Yeah.
The hell is a snowball?
You didn't have a snowball dance? That's
like
a winter formal.
A winter dance? Yeah.
Sure.
Okay,
we
winter
call it a snowball.
Great. Thanks for sharing.
Sadie Hawkins?
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Those are all in the winter.
So these are things that could be stressful to mom. And that's why moms send these into us. It's a place to let it all come right out.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. Hashtag mom, M-O-M mom.
Confessions.
Send them into any of our socials. We share them right here like this, 729-20 every day.
Rachel Will said, my daughter found out that she can type 36.2 words per minute when texting, which is odd because she always answers my texts with K.
Oh boy, do you hate that.
Oh, I hate K. It's like conversations end. Like, ugh.
What if someone just says okay, period?
Okay is fine. If you take the extra time to put the O, then it's okay. But if you just give me a K back, whether you're talking to
See,
me.
I still contend that K is more playful and fun than okay. It's okay seems very dour to me.
But I guess it's how you say it. Because when I hear K in my head, I hear K.
I also don't like a period, really, at the end of anything.
A period at the end of anything
and
is
And a text
like,
message especially is very
yes.
formal and kind of harsh, don't
yes.
you think?
Yes, yep.
There's definitely period people.
There's a meaning behind the period.
We are done talking.
Vodka Veronica 21.
Yeah. How you doing?
Vodka Veronica said, my son asked my daughter to play Dungeon Ninjas. I walked over and got the box of Band-Aids without a second thought.
I have nothing to say about that.
And Devin Marsh said, just when I thought my four-year-old saying cock cock instead of chocolate was bad enough, he's now starting to say cock lick instead.
Well, you had to get out the bleep button, didn't you? Had to do it. Hashtag mom. Every day, 729-20. Could hear yours right here tomorrow. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. Mentioned now, we had quite an eventful weekend. Between Halloween and travel and my not traveling, it was a weird weekend, okay? And just to put the icing on the cake, Rochelle gets a Facebook invite, an e-vite, if you will.
Yeah.
Now, I get invited to things all the time because, you know, you like a page and then you get invited to this, or you have some person you hardly know and they invite you to some sort of event. So I usually...
Robbie.
What?
Okay, getting invited to play some random Facebook game isn't really an invite.
Oh, really? Farmville's
no
not a real
Farmville?
Invite? I'm sorry. Is that a thing anymore? Are people still playing Farmville?
Oh, I'm sure there are some.
My grandma?
Sitting at home all weekend?
Oh, man, I used to set up a clock to like make sure I could harvest my crops at the right time. I was obsessed with that game for a little while. Fun facts about me.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised to hear that.
You had to harvest your crops at a certain time or they die.
I mean, I know people that are in bands and they invite you to come see them play and those sort of things.
Yeah.
So I get this kind of invite. But anyway, Rochelle gets an invite to go to a baby shower. Is it a baby shower or bridal shower?
It's a baby shower.
Baby shower.
But it's not just a regular baby shower. It's a Facebook only baby shower, meaning there's no in-person anything.
That sounds great.
It's basically like a Zoom call.
You just do it on your laptop.
I guess, but this is for the sister of a friend of mine. So it's not for a friend. It's for her younger sister, who I've met her.
Okay.
I've met her. Well, but, like, I don't really know her.
She must really like you.
And so, I guess.
Let me ask you this. Is she married?
No.
Okay. So no, I was going to say, had you gone to the wedding? So you didn't go to the wedding.
No,
How about when she graduated school? Were you around for that party? Like, have you hung out with her family before?
I've hung out with her family.
So you've been invited to the house. So this seems reasonable to me. They'd invite you to a baby shower.
I guess. But, I haven't talked to this friend, just my friend, in quite a long time. Mm. And so to be invited to her younger sister's thing, who I really don't even know. And then beyond that, it's a Facebook invite, a Facebook only. And to top it off, the invite states, and I quote, okay, do not purchase clothes. Do not.
Not up in here.
It says, do not purchase clothes. No cards. Purchase a book in place of the cards. Send a bag of diapers along with your gift, and they will be opened via Zoom.
So they're just telling you this is what you're buying?
Do not buy clothes. First of all, you're having a little girl. So I understand why they say that, because when you're having a girl, you know, you want to buy the cutesy clothes. It's fine. But, like, you don't invite somebody and then tell them what not, like, don't buy this. Don't. You already registered. I know what you want. So don't tell me what not to buy. That's so rude to me. I don't know. I think that's, you obviously registered. I know what you're asking for. So if I want to buy you the tub and a little outfit to go along with it, you're not going to accept the little outfit? Is that what you're telling me? Like, what is that?
Can you see how many people have been invited to this thing?
I can. Let me see.
I'm betting it's going to be a couple hundred people. It's probably why they're doing it virtually.
You think? Hold on, let me pull up the invite.
I mean, because most places are allowed. I mean, I can't think of any place that doesn't allow gatherings anymore. All the restaurants and banquet halls are open again.
Well, and that's the thing.
So this is probably just a ploy for her to get more people to buy her Pampers.
Right,
you know?
I don't really understand why it is, you know, Zoom only. Now, I appreciate it because, like, I obviously am not living in town, so I wouldn't really be able to do it. Let's see. 61 were invited.
Oh.
17 are going, 5 are maybe, and the rest have seen it and not answered.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I've never been to a baby shower.
Well, it's kind of like a woman thing.
I wonder if this is the same one my girlfriend's going to.
Oh, has she got one too?
Yeah.
Is it Facebook only?
I have no idea. I just know I had to buy the kid a toy or something. I don't know.
Well, right. First of all, I don't know your girlfriend, so it would be weird if we had a mutual friend and I don't even know her.
That would be weird. Wouldn't that be a huge coincidence?
But also, I wouldn't even know because there's no one going. I'm not going to see anybody else. It's going to be my face and her face opening the non-closed gifts.
Why don't you just send her something and then not log on? I mean, you know, whatever. If you feel the need to be nice.
I don't know. Do I need to send her something? Do I need to say yes?
I feel like if you were invited to go and it was at a place and if you're not going to go, you got to send a gift and you could send a smaller gift because you're not going to be, you know, eating food and drinking coffee on their dime. But since it's a Facebook thing, maybe you don't need to do anything other than just close it out, you know?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you're not friends with the sister anymore anyway, right?
So I don't know if I should click going maybe or can't go, or I just don't say anything and just pretend like I didn't see the Facebook. I don't know.
Pretend you didn't see it. That's what I would do. Red receipts are the downfall of humanity, okay?
I always like saying maybe just to give people hope, but in the back of my mind, I know I'm never going to go.
That's worse.
Yeah. I'm always thinking maybe I'll do it, but then I know deep down, I'll worry about it a later date. Then the date gets here, and I wish I just hadn't read the damn thing, you know?
They need to add a fourth button that says probably not.
Who are we kidding?
I'm going to say maybe, but no.
So you're saying there's a chance. Catch up on a podcast anytime, streaming on demand. Right on our page, or just search Robbie and Rochelle wherever you get your podcast. All right, a couple of things trending this morning we thought you'd like to know. This is just kind of a funny headline. During a crosswalk safety press conference in Las Vegas, because when I think Vegas, I think crosswalk safety press conferences. Now, this is only funny because luckily it ended just fine, but a woman was inches away from being hit by a semi-truck while in a crosswalk at a crosswalk safety press conference in Las Vegas.
Oh, no.
Human beings per hour.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
they need to go maybe the red instead of the yellow.
Oh my gosh. That poor guy.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think the lady, you can tell from video, really realizes what's happening until after it's happened, but
that's probably better.
He looked like his head was going to burst. Luckily, everybody's fine, but what a headline.
Yeah.
A fight broke out. Police had to be called. An employee and a customer at an Ohio Taco Bell drive-thru.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
After he said one of his $1 burritos that he'd already paid for at the previous window was missing. Here's the 911 call.
First, he took a burrito, smeared it all over the window, tried to get in through the window to come at me like I mugged her face to stop her and push her back. I guess she's mad because she's an only worker. She was being a rude fan and she couldn't give my stuff back. And I'm like, I mean, you're going to give me my food because that's doing at the end of the day.
No, I'm confused here. So she says that she paid for a burrito she didn't get, but then someone threw a burrito at the car. What?
Maybe she ordered two burritos and she only got uno burrito and she was supposed to get dos burritos.
Oh, that would make sense. You know what I think's going on here? It's Ohio.
It's Ohio.
That's what's happening here.
100%.
It's Ohio.
100%.
Well, this past Halloween weekend, a man was arrested in a stolen Talladega Nights Ricky Bobby costume.
Made first your last.
I don't know if this is like a legit costume he stole from some... I don't know. But he went on a crime spree that included breaking into a home, stealing a truck, and shooting at another driver.
Oh, my God.
And out of anything to choose from in the home, he found my Halloween outfit, Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights, the full jumpsuit with the hat.
Oh, I see. He stole the costume.
That's what you said. You said he stole the Talladega Nights costume, right?
Yeah, but then went on a spree that included breaking into the home, stealing a truck, and shooting at another driver.
See, I thought you meant he stole the costume and then put it on and then went on a
spree. That's what I thought.
Well, that would have made the story actually funnier, so we should just go with what you said.
Thanks a lot. Did I mention we prepare every day for several hours, and yet I still can't get this out right? Well, this is sad. David Coverdale of Whitesnake, you know that group that sings Here I Go Again?
Yes.
He says he is retiring from touring. This is the last chance this summer to see, this upcoming summer 2022, to see David Coverdale up close and personal with those blonde curly locks.
Dang it.
It's mind-blowing to me that I'm preparing my farewell tour.
It's mind-blowing that you're on tour at all. I had like one, maybe two hits.
Oh, no.
Well, follow-up to a story we brought you last week. Remember we talked about how Tom Hanks crashed a wedding?
Yes.
And he took pictures?
Yes.
And we actually made a joke where I said that he spent some time talking to the bride. It turns out it was a same-sex wedding.
Okay.
And he did not know that.
Oh.
So he was apparently embarrassed himself saying, so... anyway, can I meet the groom too?
Oh, no.
And that's what led to the long discussion with just the... because he didn't realize the other person
like,
there was...
so, yeah. Mr. Hanks, no.
Oops. There's some audio that's emerged in this. Because, of course, everyone's holding up their phone like, oh, look, Tom Hanks is here.
Right.
Got to be more woke, Tom.
Got to put that foot right in your mouth.
This is the same thing. Like, you never say so. When are you expecting?
Right.
Come on.
Right.
Now, ready? I'm going to surprise you. PETA... People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals want to ban the term bullpen from baseball because it refers to the place where cows are held before, you know, what happens to cows.
Mm-hmm.
So they've suggested an alternative name for where the pitchers warm up, the arm barn. I'm in favor of this.
The arm barn.
I'm in favor of two reasons. First of all, because while I am not a vegetarian, I do feel bad for those cows, and we don't need to focus on such a horrible thing.
Sure.
It really has nothing to do with baseball.
No.
And secondly, how much fun is it to say, hey, bada, swing, bada, he's in the arm barn warming up for the new for your New York Yankees.
That's true.
I mean, come on.
That's true.
The arm barn. Thank you, PETA. That's a great idea. Well, this is fun. Merriam-Webster from time to time does this, and we like to report on it. They've added 455 new words and phrases to its online dictionary.
Okay.
And depending on how many page views they get, they will consider adding it to the official publication of the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. They include dad bod, fluffernutter, ghost kitchen. I'm not sure I know what that is.
I think that's where they have like a like on the sets of the TV where they're using the fake kitchen that's not a real kitchen.
Okay.
I think.
Where they've already prepared the meal and they just pull it out of the oven.
Yes.
Faux hawk. FTW, that's for the win, right?
Yes.
And TBH. What is TBH? To be hugged?
I don't know.
Too bad, Hanks? You should be more woke? Well, anyway, check those out next time you're on the Merriam-Webster website. All right, here's a personal question for you this morning. How many times you hit the snooze button, whether you get the old clock radio or you get your phone or whatever it is? New poll found 13% said once, 11 twice, 7 three times, 5. The bottom line is that almost 40% of people hit the snooze button at least once.
Yeah.
I thought it would be more than that, to tell you the truth.
We never hit the snooze button.
No, we pop right up.
We do. But before you...
I pop right up and then I shove you out of bed.
I was going to say, before we were together, I would hit it at least three times before I'd roll out of bed.
I just know that if I don't... don't, you're not getting up.
It's true.
And there ain't no show going on radio.
Nope.
Sorry, what did you say?
TBH is To Be Honest, by the way.
Oh, great.
I Googled it.
I was just doing that. And I'm not sure there's really anything funny here, but there is a story that has gone viral, and I will share it with you. There's a guy in Dublin, Ireland, who was arrested for having a knife, a large knife, in his pants on the subway system they have there.
Uh-huh.
He told police that he was making sandwiches earlier in the day, put it down his trousers, and just forgot about it. Let me tell you, that's a confident man to wield a large knife, put it down his pants, and then walk around, go about his day. That's a confident man.
That's a great excuse. I love it. I love it.
That's a man who has no fear.
Where do you store your knife? In my back pocket.
Good way to lose the Lucky Charms. Even in the back pocket.
You want a peanut butter and jelly? I'm ready.
Tuesday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Nelly. Remember him? He's 41. David Schwimmer from Friends. The emotional terrorist. Ross. He's 55.
Hey, how you doing?
It's National Deviled Egg Day.
Ooh.
I guess is why we had the story about the burrito at the Taco Bell. Yeah. It's National Ohio Day.
Ew.
And it's the last day of Dia de los Muertos.
Day of the Dead.
Yes.
Just happens to land on Ohio Day.
And I'm telling you, I know I said this at the top of the show, I feel like it's Election Day somewhere or other. I don't know where.
Probably.
But I just happened to skim by CNN.com. I see Wolf Blitzer's face. I got to keep scrolling, but I feel like it's Election Day somewhere today.
It's He Said, She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
We were kind of talking about this morning. We were talking about candy wrappers.
Uh-huh.
And they got some funny slogans. Sometimes yeah. Raise your eyebrow a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it got us thinking today. And we may have done something similar before, but I remember we got some good reaction to this. If brands were brutally honest,
mm-hmm.
what brand would have what slogan? Like WebMD, we promise you're dying today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
WebMD, what are your symptoms? Oh, you're going to die in 6 weeks every yeah, time.
The yellow, the 9X yellow pages, remember them?
Yes.
There you go. Throw us away. Use us for a strongman competition.
Purell, the lazy hand wash.
You're really supposed to use it in conjunction with a hand wash, right?
Well, listen, or Captain Crunch, it cuts your mouth, but in a good way.
Hot Pockets, every bite is a different temperature.
Oh, man, that's so true.
You're slowly losing every layer of skin at the top of your mouth, the roof of your mouth.
That is so true.
You see, we're talking about here, if brands were brutally honest, what brand would have what slogan? Coca-Cola also works to take rust off your bumper. Not only a cold, delicious treat.
Yes.
You use it for rust. I'll put it in my body.
That's not okay.
Sounds like a plan.
Nike, you're not going to do it.
How about IKEA? Come for the meatballs, stay because you can't find your way out. And even if you did, you're going to go home and be very confused and frustrated.
It's so true.
That and even if you do figure it out, it'll fall apart within a year.
Yup.
Altoids, use the box for anything else.
That is also true. Oh my gosh. My grandmother used to keep like pins in there, buttons. That was like her little sewing kits.
You've chosen the little baggies that come with a bottle of Crown Royal.
Yes. You
see where we're going with this?
Yes.
We're just getting underway today. This is going to be fun. Brands were brutally honest. What brand would have what slogan? Now, we're not looking to make fun of brands. It's not like, you know, the Yelp review.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we all kind of have a way we use a brand. And they, if they were honest with themselves, they would know that this is how people are actually using their product. Okay?
Jana said, Fiji water. The shape of the bottle makes it taste better.
Because it's just water.
It's true.
I don't know if you know this, but it's just water.
Owen said, Netflix. Nothing to watch, but you still won't stop searching.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hours.
I love Netflix. I watch everything. But you do. You search.
I know they release stuff and tell you, what, you know, 50 million people watch Squid Game. I wonder if they have a way of telling which users just scrolled and, like, how long. Do they have, like, a way to tell that I've been
36 hours this year.
Right.
John said, LinkedIn, connecting people for no reason at all.
Also, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Congrats on your work anniversary that you didn't update from the job you quit 2 years ago.
Right.
Line two.
Okay, so I think DiGiorno pizza would be like, don't worry, no one will ever believe it's delivery.
Because it's gross.
I don't know about that. It's not that bad. Come on.
Here's Tiffany, line one.
Ooh, Diet Coke. It's not what you really want.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Supersized Big Mac, but let me get the Diet Coke.
Right.
Let's not go crazy here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's He Said, She Said with Robbie and Rochelle.
We were kind of talking about this morning. We were talking about candy wrappers, and they got some funny slogans. Sometimes raise your eyebrow a little bit. So it got us thinking today, and we may have done something similar before, but I remember we got some good reaction to this. If brands were brutally honest, what brand would have what slogan? Like WebMD, we promise you're dying today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
WebMD, what are your symptoms? Oh, you're going to die in 6 weeks every time.
The yellow, the 9X yellow pages, remember them?
Yes.
There you go. Throw us away. Use us for a strongman competition.
Purell, the lazy hand wash.
You're really supposed to use it in conjunction with a hand wash, right?
Well, listen, or Captain Crunch, it cuts your mouth, but in a good way.
Hot Pockets, every bite is a different temperature.
Oh, man, that's so true.
You're slowly losing every layer of skin at the top of your mouth, the roof of your mouth.
That is so true.
You see, we're talking about here, if brands were brutally honest, what brand would have what slogan? Coca-Cola also works to take rust off your bumper. Not only a cold, delicious treat.
Yes.
You use it for rust. I'll put it in my body.
That's not okay.
Sounds like a plan.
Nike, you're not going to do it.
How about IKEA? Come for the meatballs, stay because you can't find your way out. And even if you did, you're going to go home and be very confused and frustrated.
It's so true.
That and even if you do figure it out, it'll fall apart within a year.
Yup.
Altoids, use the box for anything else.
That is also true. Oh my gosh. My grandmother used to keep like pins in there, buttons. That was like her little sewing kits.
You've chosen the little baggies that come with a bottle of Crown Royal.
Yes.
You see where we're going with this?
Yes.